Gravitational Wave Gastronomy by David the First Dinsky et al. The symmetry breaking of grand unified gauge groups in the early universe often leaves behind relic topological defects such as cosmic strings, domain walls, or monopoles. For some symmetry breaking chains, hybrid defects can form where cosmic strings attach to domain walls or monopoles attach to strings. In general, such hybrid defects are unstable, with one defect, eating, the other via the conversion of its rest mass into the other's kinetic energy and subsequently decaying via gravitational waves. In this work, we determine the gravitational wave spectrum from 1. The destruction of a cosmic string network by the nucleation of monopoles which cut up and eat the strings, 2. The collapse and decay of a monopole string network by strings that eat the monopoles, 3. The destruction of a domain wall network by the nucleation of string-bounded holes on the wall that expand and eat the wall, and 4. The collapse and decay of a string-bounded wall network by walls that eat the strings. We call the gravitational wave signals produced from the eating of one topological defect by another gravitational wave gastronomy. We find that the 4 gravitational wave gastronomy signals considered yield unique spectra that can be used to narrow down the SO 10 symmetry breaking chain to the standard model and the scales of symmetry breaking associated with the consumed topological defects. Moreover, the systems we consider are unlikely to have a residual monopole or domain wall problem. This was Gravitational Wave Gastronomy by David the First Dinsky et al.